Drivers coming off of the outermost road of the bridge's lower level have to negotiate a sharp right curve, and local civic leader Jerry Walsh says some can't.
They have to slow the cars down, or there's going to continue to be people laying on the street here.
Calls for the city to do something after the first fatal accident fell on deaf ears until today's announcement from State Senator Michael Gianaris.
I was just informed that DOT has sent out notice that there will be a new traffic pattern.
In the meantime, a traffic cop has been stationed here and concrete barriers erected in front of the boarded up storefront. At the Edcotch Queensboro Bridge, Marla Diamond, WCBS 880 News.